The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
This is what has come in the last, I would say, 3-4 days. Thank you, Joe, from Two Harbors, $80. This only has an address, and I don't have... Oh, Kathy, here it is. Thank you, Kathy, from Chico Valley, Arizona, $50. Jim from Mount Gilead, North Carolina, $25. Candy, thank you. And she is from Santa Fe, New Mexico, $100. Thank you, Richard. And I've got, and I'm going to go over your information here, by the way, that you sent to me with this donation. Richard from Sheffield, Alabama, $100. Willard, Gallatin, Tennessee. Thank you, Willard, $25. And Pat, and she is from, I can't, from area code 46970 or 90. I can't read the address, but at any rate, Pat sent in $100. Thank you very much. And the woman that I read the short little letter, Susan from New Ringgold, Pennsylvania, $300. And to the dear lady, Camille, I love you. She sends me $1 a month, and she marks it on the check as a donation, and she spends almost 50 cents sending us just $1 a month. But you know what? That's $1 we didn't have before. At any rate, Rob from Broke, Illinois. Hello, Rob.
Yes.
How you doing?
Yes, I'm doing good. We're trying to keep things together here. I did notice last week I saw a nice little mapping of Illinois being broken up into absorbed by Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, Kentucky, and Indiana, and I just can't wait for them to redo it. This can't be any worse than being, well, I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah, but Rob, I mean, you know, isn't there a certain amount of state pride? I mean, isn't there?
There is.
Okay, well, wouldn't it kind of break your heart one morning to wake up and realize that you're no longer in the state of Illinois?
Well, the state of Illinois has been living in the state of delusion ever since the Democrats have been in control of Chicago.
Well, you got that right.
And the, you know, downstate. I mean, Rauner went down there. He says, I'm not going to take a salary to do this. I'm going to come down here and I'm going to straighten it out. And they did everything exactly like Trump to fight him, short of threatening his life. But they don't want to fix it. They don't want to do it. Out of order comes... You know, out of chaos comes order.
Well, and that, go ahead.
You know, it's part of the plan, I feel, because how do you burn your whole entire house down that bad?
Well, and...
You know, the front porch is on fire, the back porch is on fire, and somebody says, let's have a fire in the fireplace.
And Rob, I was talking to Michael Herzog today, and I said, don't you find it odd that Rahm Emanuel... being the big wig in Obama's White House to take such a demotion and become Chicago's mayor, and nationally you never hear a word out of Rahm Emanuel. Murder city, capital of the world,
right.
Okay? Broke as all get out. They're doing no stories. They're not talking about this guy. And the corollary that I drew was Detroit, Mayor Coleman Young. Before this guy rolled into town, fiscally they were pretty sound. Bills were getting paid. People had jobs. No problemo. And then Coleman Young comes in, Mr. Paola under the counter, setting up programs that would eventually break Detroit. And here they are right now, and we can't even sell. We reduced the price to Canada. Yeah, you can have the Ambassador Bridge as well. Just give us 5 cents on a dollar. We'll sell you Michigan. Hell, they're not even in the game. We couldn't give the state of Michigan to these guys. And again, what you pointed out, who's running the show? In every major metropolitan area, you either got a white communist in there or you got a black communist. Take your pick.
And keep in mind, how long ago was it when they came out with all the FEMA regions and everything? It was highly rumored that Rahm Emanuel was in charge of FEMA region that we're in up here, whatever it is. I can't remember the number, but it doesn't matter. You know, and they've done, I mean, why did Obama not do anything to help support the state that he was from?
Well, that's because...
Why didn't he do anything?
That's because he's a communist. That's who his mentors were. That's who he is. And, you know, it's part of the plan.
Right. If they have to.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Yeah.
It's obvious to most people. You know, I mean, people looking at, you know, Ron McDonald looking at California going, how is this working? we're not fixing the stuff in the state, but we're bringing in all these illegals and giving them all kinds of free stuff, and we don't have anything to give them. You know, we don't have any money to give. It just, I mean, nothing, when nothing makes sense, that's the sick part is.
Well, and
people are still.
And Michael Herzog just walked into the network here. And I was talking to Michael again earlier today. And I said, Michael, is it now becoming obvious to people that things are so far out of whack and so far out of control? Look at what the gangster banksters not only did to this country, but all the developed and industrialized countries of the world. Look what they have done. Look at the abject pain and misery that they have injected into this entire world with more instability, more doubt, more paranoia, more this, that, and the other.
More enemies.
Exactly. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know what? A good start with defeating the New World Order and taking away from them the very mechanism they've used to screw us with is the middleman, the unnecessary bankster gangster. Let's get rid of them. And then let's start rebuilding. Let's start allowing the people to keep their wealth. Allow the respective state, give it a name, I don't care what country it is, I don't care where it is on this planet, to have an honest money system that you can actually build equity and wealth. Let's try that one rather than this stupid, this burns me to no end, because every listener out there, Rob, yourself included, the people in Illinois right now, the people in all 50 states of this union, are suffering under the same problem as many other people around the globe. We're talking billions of people at the hands of these bankers. When do we cast these people out and really give them a party, the tar and feathering, and lighting the feathers?
Well, on that note, I still feel if Trump is moving ahead, which he is, moving ahead with, I heard out in California, there was like 230 some prominent people out in Cali that were arrested under the pedophilia sweep.
Yep.
He's attacking this, and that's why they're getting desperate. That's why you had everything happening, and this is, I'm surprised it tamed down as fast as it did.
Mm-hmm.
I just, believe.
Do you think that's more Donald Trump or the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, that has done this? Because we haven't heard a peep
out of it. Who put it in place? Who chose him? Who talked to him beforehand?
Yeah, there you go.
I know that Trump and him are definitely elbow to elbow. Mm-hmm. They may show a little bit of stuff out there for a little public, you know, foray that it doesn't look like they're buddy-buddy.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, the one thing that I'll keep saying to the end is Trump is a man who took bankrupt companies and turned them profitable. How did he do it? He cut the fat. He cut the losses when he had to. He's not stupid about the Federal Reserve, but he knows that he has to stay alive in order to do it. I hope to God he's got that, you know, 100,000-man army that is going to sweep in and make those thousands of arrests at one day and make the shift. Yeah. He has to do that's the only way he will make this happen.
And if the
call it dictatorship, yeah. whatever,
and
God
if
bless it.
And if the creatures in the swamp figure where Donald Trump is going, it'll be a bullet to the brain. They will not suffer yeah. this man doing anything positive. This country, we were the linchpin to the globalist, and we always have been.
Absolutely.
We have been the resistance to the globalization process, and I'm being kind with that. And here we are right now. I know what Trump's up against. I know what we're up against. And in spite of him being jammed in any given turn, I've seen what he's done. I've seen mistakes that he's made, and I've seen the positives that he's done. You know, folks, we're not joking. I don't think they're going to have to build the damn wall, because illegals coming into this country has already dropped 70% plus. And there's been repatriation back to Honduras and Mexico and other countries that people are getting their hat because they found out that Trump is serious about getting rid and clamping down on the illegal immigration. Look what happened today with the Supreme Court. He's going to be allowed to do this travel ban from the, six countries that he was asking for? Now, this might be a dollar short and a day late. I don't know. But they're
I don't know. It's a moral victory because, and look at all the other things. Lynch is being the investigation into Loretta Lynch. You know, the Attorney General, the prior Attorney General, who was the one that, you know, conspired to cover up, what's the word, justice, and the whole thing, the point is, whether or not they get a full-blown investigation right now, it's been exposed. It's like once you open up that jar or the bottle of bad milk that's so sour, it permeates. You can't get rid of the smell right.
Yeah.
And everybody there, I think the good people in Congress, they know they better make their stand now or else, because they see what's happening. And I see that there's more and more, but
yeah.
there is so many of the snakes and
Rob, I got to move on here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey,
yes, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate your call, and thank you for the support to the network. I appreciate that as well.
You're welcome. You guys take care.
All right, sir. Thank you. Let me take one other call here, and then I want to get into something. And there's some good news today we'll deliver to you. Oh, yep. Yeah. Okay. Well, we got a little bit of it. You people in Illinois, I don't know what your chances are after July 1st of you waking up in the state that you went to sleep in. But Fluoride Action Network is bringing an unprecedented lawsuit could end water fluoridation in the U.S. based on neurotoxicity studies. So that's a bit of good news there. Well, let me go to Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, you know, these people are. There you go. If these people are legitimately Jewish, let's talk about Leviticus 25. It's called a jubilee. It's supposed to happen every 50 years. And acknowledge that one simple fact. If somebody loans you counterfeit money, what do you owe them?
So, counterfeit money back?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, if, I've heard about this thing called, I've heard of this thing called accepted for value.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it's like supposedly it's a remedy for the fact that we have this money system where it's impossible to retire the debt. So, you know, supposedly you do this accepted for value thing, and it's a way of paying off bills without actually saying, here, I'll send you back this payment coupon. And you know as well as I do, if that works, somebody once told me that I finally figured out how to get it to work, but I had to try it over and over again to figure out how to get it done. And it's like, what, huh? But, you know, like I say, I have as much faith in that, but I think you know as well as I do what Aaron Russo said shortly before he died, is that the real agenda of this war to end all wars that never really ended is to bring us into the reign of the beast.
That's right.
And, you know, he didn't reference Revelation 13, but when I first saw America from Freedom to Fascism, it did not include the reference to a Revelation 13. It was when I saw it, he did an edition where he realized this ain't going to get out through the media, through the theater. This is going to something that's going to have to be alternative media, and he added that in later on about Revelation 13 and said, oh boy, I've heard about this. And so, you know, the thing I try to caution some people, like this guy who's one of the contributors of News with Views, where he said, yeah, we're biased, so what, so are you. And I'm like, well, and you're inflexible, and, you know.
Okay,
like,
I don't know what you're, Mark, I don't know what you're referencing there, and I don't know if anybody else does either.
Well, there's one of the contributors to News with Views. I got into an exchange with him.
Who?
He actually wrote back this
Who?
Time. I think I have to look at my email here. Oh, let's see here. Oh, that's filed under. He basically said you're.
Who he? You're, Mark.
I'm looking at my computer now because I don't want to misrepresent this. Ron. Let's see. You've been drinking the religious Kool-Aid bias and appear to be a religious fanatic.
Okay, Mark, I'll ask you one more time. Who are you referring to?
His first name is Ron. I'm trying to find his last name.
Okay.
All right. But I got it right here, Ron Ewart.
Okay.
But basically he said, I'm not religious, so I don't care about your saying that I'm going to face God's judgment. I'm like, yeah, that's the kind of people they'd have on that. Because basically he's saying, you know, you're anti-Semitic.
Let me stop you right here. Because Chuck Baldwin, and I will say this again for all those that have missed my opinion on Mr. Chuck Baldwin. Chuck was one of the Judeo-Christians before. He had the Bible. He was out there. Judeo-Christendom, yeah. Well, Chuck has finally come around. He has identified the problem, where it exactly lies, and where the finger should be pointed. And for that, that got him thrown out of News with Views. Well, no, he was given a choice. Don't write any more anti-Semitic articles. If you do, you will not be able to put any submissions over to News with Views. They have taken a position. Kelly Nelson has taken a position. The guy you just mentioned has taken a position. But more importantly, the guy that runs News with Views has taken a position. And we're the only people out there, folks, that are still calling a spade a spade. Okay, identifying where the problem is coming from. Who are the instigators? Who are the propagandists? Who are the ones that have created the antithesis to the supposed capitalism or free market? Who are the ones that wish the New World Order on everybody and set up a nice little operation where they're getting filthy fat rich off of your death and your taxes? Gee, is it the Arabs? I don't think so. All right, Mark, thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much. I've got to take this break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Ron McDonald.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All right, we're back. Oh, here's one of our guys, Keith Rogers. Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Hey, John. Yeah, I just wanted to share this with you. It was, or with your, since you're talking about immigration and also the, you know, like, who, the Arabs aren't the problem. It's what's causing this problem. And so this here is a UN report. It's on activistpost.com. But the UN report reveals three nations producing the most refugees were targets of U.S. invasion. And so people, they don't say anything about these illegal U.S. wars. But of that report, 65.6 million were forced to flee in 2016 alone, and most of them, of course, were children. The report goes on to talk about how these conflicts, U.S. conflicts or NATO-backed conflicts were the primary reason for this immigration, or what we, or what I would call as a historian type thing, war refugees.
Right.
When you bomb countries relentlessly under this allied terror bombings, either for oil or whatever, mineral resources, this is what causes refugees. And people were silent when the U.S. government launched this using their tax dollars. And the only time they speak up is when their tax dollars are being used to resettle them.
Yep.
And yet,
yep.
In Yemen, I was reading another article where it talks about the graves in Yemen, or the graveyards in Yemen, are getting so big, and yet people don't care.
Well, and Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, during his presidency, his run for the presidential office, He was questioning NATO. You know, why does it even exist? And then he changed that to say, well, they need to pay their fair share. But Vladimir Putin wasn't stupid. We used the NATO alliance to war on the Middle East with the supposed coalition forces. Now, did they do that much? No. But they were in Germany, France, England. They were in on the takedown. And, you know, and Vladimir Putin nailed it. He goes, look. He says, look what I'm surrounded with. And you're accusing me of being aggressive with the Russian meddling thing in our elections? The United States government flipped the government in Ukraine? And we're messing with elections? Or meaning Russia? I'm looking at this and I'm going, but here's the thing, Keith. Here's the thing. People are finding out about this. And these respective governments like ours, what a murdering machine. We've created the best murder machine in human history. And we have been doing it, but now it's starting to, their role is starting to be slowed. We were going to send 4,000 or 5,000 more troops into Afghanistan after being at war for 15 years. To what end? As one person on Fox News described it today, well, here's the ball, you need to run with it. Keep running. And then there's the goalpost, there's our goal. Well, what they've done now is just remove the goalposts and just handed them the ball and said, here, keep running. There is no winning any war in Afghanistan. There is no winning any war in the Middle East that we promulgated in the first place.
Well, can I interject something there? I sent something to Mike there for you on the board there, but there's a documentary out on topdocumentaryfilms.com. It's called ISIL, Target Russia. Mm-hmm. And I found the video itself interesting because we see ISIL with their main objective now is being targeting Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, with the U.S. Troops being wanting to be increased into there, it seems like wherever ISIL goes, U.S. goes. But within that, though,
that's because they're one in that. Hey, Keith, that's because they're one in
right,
the same.
Yeah. But anyway, in the video, though, it shows how ISIL is also now merging with the Taliban. And I would encourage readers or listeners there as a flashback to Google the fact that Joe Biden said that the Taliban were not enemies of the U.S. and also that as a flashback too that the White House confirmed that statement. And this is why we have the opium trade that is saturating this country.
The Taliban actually, when they started to gain the power in Afghanistan, they wanted to shut down the opium business. They wanted to shut it down.
Yeah,
you know. So
in 2001, is when they came out with a statement. Yep.
That's exactly right. So, you know, hey, look, draining the swamp is not going to be easy. And I don't know where Trump is on this. I don't know what his game plan is. I don't know why he's assembled the people that he has. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow, you know, as I quipped here about Illinois, that tomorrow after July 1st, you might wake up in a different state. If Trump is doing what I got my fingers crossed, I'm praying here that he knows what the hell he's doing. One day soon, we may wake up in a different country. And I'm not using that in a derogatory illustration. I am saying maybe this guy does have a plan. I don't know. Maybe he's trying to put the aggressive ones to sleep for the time being. I don't know. We'll just have to see. In the meantime, we're going to keep walking and talking. Thanks, Keith. Appreciate your call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Five-hour energy'd out here today. We got more on the ball than humanly possible, at any rate. Jerry in Chicago, you're on with Ron McDonald and myself. Hello.
Well, hello, Ron, and hello, John. I'm sorry I didn't catch the whole show and everything else like that. I was having a conversation with my neighbor, and I'm sorry to say, but we walked away, we shook hands on that we can agree to disagree.
Great.
He is a 911 dispatcher.
Oh, God.
And I am sick and tired of him telling me that these cops lay their lives on the line every day, going out there upholding the law. And I told him that they're not upholding the law, they're upholding rules, regulations, statutes, codes, policies, revisions, and acts.
The administration. Just call it the administrative state. He would know. He would understand that.
No, I don't think he would understand that. That's where I was going with this. But he is my neighbor, and he is a friend.
Okay.
We get along really good, and I told him that I will not punch 911 in on my phone in an emergency situation when I have a choice to punch in my sheriff's police. And I have that phone number in my phone.
Yes, but you do realize, as in Battle Creek, Michigan, and I learned this, oh gosh, 20 years ago, Jerry, that the sheriff's office would shut down after 5 p.m., and you couldn't call them to come out. It would be the Battle Creek Police Department. They shut their phones off, basically, at 5 o'clock. Now, as broke as Illinois is right now, you better check that. They might not come out after 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Well, I'll tell you where they'll be out at 6 p.m. is at a home foreclosure. If you're talking Cook County, I mean, they're as corrupt as you can get. And, well, I'm sorry, Crooked County.
Let me ask you, because I don't know this. I don't know the answer to this. What county is Chicago in?
Chicago is in Cook County.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay. And I got to be honest with you. I had a friend of mine that ran into an incident, and I turned around to, I talked to you about this. And Ron talked to her for a good, close to an hour. A friend of mine that was a dentist had lost her business, and she was in DuPage County, and the DuPage County Sheriff's police officer was a member of the CSPOA, which just tells you CSPOA is not for the people. It's just another organization to bleed money out of the people. I don't know what else to say.
I don't know. Do we have any blood left? The little bloodsuckers, I mean, get your hands off my itty-bitty. They're taking it all. They're taking it all. And again, I was talking to Mike Herzog. I said, you know, this picture is really coming clear to me. It really is crystallizing. And this is not about ending anything. This isn't about getting our jobs back. This isn't about being a sovereign nation. This isn't talking about having a viable system of government, because at the basis of all of this is what? Ron?
Well, the money issue.
There you go.
I also have to say, you know, we walk around, we have serial numbers, our wealth has been stolen, we have no rights to our property. Did you think it would be a bad thing to wake up and find yourself in another country? What could be worse?
I don't know, but apparently the people in Illinois, you're going to find out pretty soon.
Yeah, I think we will, John. And you know what? I'm looking forward to it. I've been preparing for it for 7-8 years with the help of your network and other networks. And I'm glad to be in the state that I'm in. I don't know what to say. I go with Jerry, the flow.
Jerry, let me ask you a question. What has happened to your sales tax, property taxes, things in your state? What has the state affected those things?
You know, John, Ron, I don't keep too much up with sales tax or anything else like that.
Well, and Jerry, let me tell you what they're considering doing is raising taxes across the board in Illinois, in the state that
really?
Can. Yes, absolutely. What do you think? Where do you think any possible? I didn't say viable, but any possible solution would be for the state that you find yourself in the state of Illinois. They can't
check out.
Well, yeah, but my point here is that this is a viable solution for the people that are still hanging on, people who are still living in Illinois, not the 750,000 that have already left, because this has turned into one crap state that they can't conduct business and do it in a solvent way. So, you know, I mean, this is, and I said at the top of the show, this is just not Illinois we're talking about. Every state in the union has budget deficits right now. Some states have been better at managing it. Texas, we don't have major deficits down here, even though that we're carrying the socialists in Dallas and Houston and San Antonio and all the ne'er-do-wells are out there that are the snowflakes and think that they own everybody, including your money. We have managed, at least, we have an economy that's strong enough that we have managed to hang on. So, hey, look, Jer, I've got to keep moving because there's much more stuff and I got more calls piling up here. Any last parting shot here?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much for taking my call, John. Good to hear from you. It sounds like you're in good spirits. And Ron, always good to hear from you. I will listen in and be on the sidelines. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate it very much. Let me get through this. Frank, Jim, and others, hang on one second here. This was sent to me by Richard, and this is the guy that sent me a $100 donation, and thank you for this. He says, in the matters of the innocent people summoned in non-innocent form, confirmation of this venue's procedural rules disallowing any appearance other than the stipulated not innocent of the liability of the bar's defective charging instrument, which simulates a statutory de jure judicial branch process. Every form of appearance in the bar's administrative venue is a waiver of one or more defenses to the bar's defective charging instrument and presumes acceleration of the bar's private contract for administrative settlement titled Rules of Court, which simulates and replaces a combination of statutory venues. The rules of the bar's private independent venue of administrative settlements make it clearly impossible that anyone's identity could be the same as any name or identity on the docket or any identity of the bar's charging instruments. The charging instrument / summons / offer is a standard pattern civil form of a style found in the appendix of your bar promulgated, copyrighted, non-enacted, bar-offered civil contract titled Rules of Court. The instrument directs an officer to seize chattels and real property in rem for administrative resolution of a claim of debt that shall not be questioned. It directs production of the resolution for liquidation and settlement in the bar's private, independent administrative venue. The res was property of the defendant in equity, said property collectively misnomered upon the charging instrument in the form of transmitting utility, designed to instigate confusion and improper service. The instruments are improperly served in personam, including people. The promulgators of the contract calculate that the officer's erroneous good faith discretion would colorably cure the author's misidentification, thus evading the bar's lack of personal jurisdiction. Bar summons is not valid for people and only valued in rem and insofar as the bar's codified term persons excludes people. And he cites a case, William versus Omaha, 442 U.S. 653, 667. Appearance cures defective process and improper service and misnomers. Is this guy on to something?
Yeah, what was the last quote on the 442 U.S. and what was the
Wilson versus Omaha 442 U.S. 653-667.
Okay, good. He is, but he hasn't taken into account the thing that brings you into a court is a contract. Now, and most people will sign a ticket, which is a summons, granting a contract between the state or the county and themselves. So, mm-hmm. And if you're arrested before you get out, you have to sign a contract. So your signature is very powerful in that, and that's really what brings you into the criminal jurisdiction.
Yeah, try getting pulled over in a routine. Yeah, it's become so routine, traffic stop. And the cop offers you a ticket, and you don't sign it. See what happens to you.
Yeah.
I mean, he will cart your butt off to jail. Here, you need to sign this. Well, why? Well, because this is a summons. You know, you have the right to come in and defend yourself. Or if you don't, I'll just take you in. You'll have to post a bond, which will assure your appearance. And excuse me, officer, why did you pull me over? Oh, the broken taillight that's no longer broken anymore? You and your fishing expedition? You coming up and interviewing me and seeing what you can nail me for? Is that what we're talking about here? Or am I really a danger to the public safety? And don't you have something better to do? Don't you have a crime to go stop? You know, shouldn't you be out there eyeballing and making sure the property is safe? Isn't that what the United States Supreme Court has said about our corporate Keystone Coffer cops? That they're really not there for the protection of the individual. They're there for the protection of the property. Is that correct or not?
That's correct.
All right. So who the hell are these guys?
Well, that's it. I believe that if you did not sign the summons and you did not sign an agreement to leave the jail, they'll have to let you release you within so many days after the fact.
Well, don't tell that to Tom Lacovara.
Okay.
Yeah. Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank. Thanks for holding.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment on something. I believe it was Keith Richards said that my personal opinion is that he's only looking at part of the picture. And I don't dismiss what he's saying. I agree with a lot of it, although I was a little confused when he was saying all of the quote-unquote refugees or immigrants or whatever are children. I don't have television. I don't get on the Internet very often. But I've constantly heard it described as military age.
Right.
Males.
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't follow him on that part of what he said. Obviously, the war machine is going to create a lot of displacement. What he's not taking into account, in my opinion, is people like Barbara Lerner Spectra. There is a very highly motivated, organized Jewry community. I'm not saying everybody, but organized Jewry wants to put the boot on the white race. Because, for whatever reason, you can say it's because they see us as their most formidable enemy to total world domination, which is what they want. The Talmud talks about that. Their religion is very clear on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Organized Jewry, look at it. They hate us. You can always orchestrate some Pearl Harbor attack or some 9/11, and if the people are so gullible and ignorant like I was back when 9/11 happened, they're going to want to go sign up and go fight the people that came and attacked them. You can always manipulate people to do that, but yeah, they want us to kill each other. I mean, they want the Muslims and the Christians to kill each other. They're behind ISIS, Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the Jews, and our government, and others that go along with them. They're behind ISIS, and ISIS goes out and kills the Christians over in the Middle East, and they kill the moderate Muslims, and they stir things up, and if for some reason they fire a few shots into an Israeli area, they contact them immediately and apologize, and I mean, this guy, I think his name is,
So what do you think of my analogy? If they have written the script to this play, everybody's sitting there watching this playing right out in front of their very eyes, and the back row of seats have been reserved for the authors, and they're back there snickering right now.
I agree. I agree completely. And I think it's also very much about population control. I think the elites are not all of them probably are Jewish. There's probably some non-Jews in there as well. And they want it all. They want less for us and more for them. And
But at the bottom of all of this, and this isn't talked a whole lot about anymore. It's sometimes referred to the Illuminati. I don't give a damn what you call yourself. But the New World Order people, the people, the very people that have started this banking cartel, the middleman idea, the interest to take control of respective governments. I'm looking at this and I'm going, I see what the number one problem is, and it has been the beast that has been fed by the uninitiated and the dumbed down population of this planet. And they have sought the control. Their idea of taking control is to cause so much chaos and so much death and destruction. It's the Mac Daddy of all Hegelian dialectic. You start the problem, you demonstrate and carry on the problem, and tell everybody we got a problem, and then they're going to come up with their solutions that heretofore, minus their meddling and their middleman playing, we would not be talking about today. This is what is missing on a lot of people because they're getting caught up in the minutia. They're getting caught up in the chaos. They're focusing on this little pus bubble bursting or that one over there. They got a little itch, so they got to scratch that one. Step back and take the gestalt of it all. Take a look at the bigger picture. Take a look at what is happening in this world today. And here are your globalist asshats. Here is your new world order hard at work. Frank, I thank you for your call. I got to keep moving here. Thank you. Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
John, you need to get your twin brother on the on your show, Ken O'Keefe, to talk about the Federal Reserve. I just watched a video of him. He was at a round table in Iran, and I'm not sure the date of it, but he was applauded. And
yeah, if anybody can give me the contact information for Ken O'Keefe, I'll have him up in a New York second. I have tried for 6 months.
I'll find him.
All right.
We'll find him.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you, Jim. I would appreciate that.
That's the key. I'm with you. It's all with the banking system.
That has been there. That has been the power that they have wielded. And now you're seeing it accelerating. There are some stories, folks, I would really invite you, in case you're not in the habit of doing this, most of the stories, the submissions on republicbroadcasting.org are picked out by yours truly. Is that not a correct statement, Mike? You weren't paying any attention. But I'm here to tell you that most of the stories you will see on republicbroadcasting.org are handpicked by myself and posted. There is a narrative out there that if people will pay attention to what I'm posting, it will get them closer to the truth than they ever have been in their entire lives. But unfortunately, a lot of people just tune in for the radio program. You know, maybe, I don't know, Michael Herzog suggested to me that, we do live stuff. We do our own YouTube channel, much like Mike Rivero does. I personally don't want people sitting here watching me scratch myself or pick my nose. But having said that, you know, maybe we have to go in that direction. But I'm here to tell people, you know, a lot of you, most of you out there do not visit our website. Or you have to listen live and you copy the URL. And every time you want to listen to the live programming on Republic Broadcasting, you just click your URL that you copied and you're not looking at the website. There is a wealth of information, and the Captain Stat here of the good ship is trying to direct your attention to the proper venues, to the proper information. So if you're not taking part in that by at least looking what we're putting out there, you're missing half the show. Did Jim hang out? Okay. Jim, I thank you for your call. Find me Mr. O'Keefe. I would love to put him on. I've been searching for 6 months to find a email or at least a phone number. I like to do person-to-person calls. It's the most effective way. Who was that guy that invented the telephone? Wasn't his name Alexander Graham Bell? Still today, to this day, the most effective communication tool that has ever been invented. Email is nothing but a fast snail mail. I hate typing, folks. A lot of you have emailed me over the years, and I might give you a short thank you back or whatever, but I hate typing. It is slow. It's cumbersome. There is so much information, subtle information, that can be done by a simple phone call. Still the best form of communication. And that puts you in touch without the visual distraction with people. It's called a telephone. Wow. Well, Mike, jeez. Ron, we're about out of time here. And I wanted to get to this story here. Some good news for the day. Aside from Trump getting his ban here temporarily. Stuart Cooper over at, he's campaign director for Fluoride Action Network. He says, along with the Coalition of Environmental and Public Health Groups, has filed a complaint in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California It's right in your backyard there, Ron.
Yes.
Against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in response to their denial of our petition under Section 21 of the Toxic Substance Control Act, seeking a ban on water fluoridation. We believe this lawsuit is an unprecedented opportunity to end the practice once and for all in the U.S. and potentially throughout the world based on the well-documented neurotoxicity of fluoride. And again, that story with the links are on republicbroadcasting.org. It said you may read the official complaint here. I don't have the time to click it on and read it to you. But I will give you just an excerpt from an attorney and an advisor, Michael Connett. He said, this case will present the first time in a court will consider the neurotoxicity of fluoride and the question of whether fluoridation presents an unreasonable risk under the Toxic Substance Control Act. Folks, you would not have heard of that, or you would not have seen it, if it were not for this network. And I'm telling you, the stuff that I'm putting up on this website is the other part of the story. Get it all, folks. Because you're jipping yourself. Trust me. Ken in Fort Worth, you got about 60 seconds, my friend. Go ahead.
Oh. Hey, what are you making of the USS Fitzgerald?
What about it?
If you go on YouTube, there's some guy kind of explains it to you. It makes a lot of sense. They said that it was hit with a EMP attack, and then it was rammed.
The stuff, I'm still reading the stories on it. It's the contention that the cargo ship had radioed the ship and warned them that we are on collision course, and they got no response back from them. It doesn't make any sense.
They had lights on, and they had guys stand on guard. They didn't see each other. It don't make any sense.
I know it doesn't.
They shut the lights off and the power off and rammed it.
I don't know what happened, Ken. I'm still trying to gather the information.
I know.
All right. Thank you.
And the executive officer shut the thing off and saved the ship.
All right. Ken?
Yeah, later.
Okay.
Later,
all right. Thanks. I appreciate your call. On this subject here, folks, we're going to have the Trump phenomenon, James Kelso. You know, I'm hoping, I really am hoping that this guy's going to be a hero by doing this show. I'm still with you, folks, but I'm a pragmatist here. I'm not too much of an optimist or, you know, as I've said before, a pessimist is often surprised and an optimist disappointed, often disappointed. I will take the middle ground and just keep my eyes open and my head on a swivel. At any rate, folks, we're doing a pledge drive. This has taken way too long. We're 2 months into this, 3 days short, 4 days short of 2 months. And I need to do an update here. Julie didn't give it to me today, but we might be at the $17,000 or $18,000 mark, and we're trying to hit $33,34. And the only problem is that we're 2 weeks short of this month with just paying the bills because it's taken too long to get this together to allow. And part of the reason Michael Herzog is here is we're sitting down strategizing and trying to find a solution to the funding problem to this network. So in the meantime, Captain Stat has been sleepless at the helm for this network for 13 years. He's never gone off guard. Still here, captaining the ship. We need the fuel. We need the bucks to keep sailing here in the right direction. Ron McDonald, thank you, my friend.
Hey, always a pleasure.
All right, and folks, hold on here, Mike. Don't cut me off yet. I'm taking up the last minute here of the hour to remind people to go to republicbroadcasting.org. To go to the donate button, I don't give a damn what kind of credit card you have. You can run anything that you have through PayPal. Now, we can't do it here in the office with the credit card machine. I think we can only take Visa and MasterCard, only those two. And Discover? Well, I'm not 100% sure on that. But at any rate, any credit, and you don't have to be a PayPal member. Here's the beauty of this. You don't have to sign up with PayPal in order to make a donation to this network. Okay? You don't have to. So if that's been holding you up before, I'm here to tell you that you can do it without becoming a member of PayPal. Or, here's our address, RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Oh, by the way, put suite number 3 in there, or just number 3, and that will get to us. Thank you very much. Folks, please donate today. We've got a lot of work to do.